for USA Radio News. I'm Wendy King. President Trump is again threatening to close the border between the U.S. and Mexico because of migrants. He tweets, "There is no way that the U.S. will, after decades of abuse, put up with this costly and dangerous situation anymore. There's now talks of a possible deal to keep asylum seekers in Mexico while their claims are processed. The deal, called Remain in Mexico, may take time to work out."
No voy a endeudar a Tijuana.
Just this week, the mayor of Tijuana declared, "We are in a humanitarian crisis," as some 5,000 migrants arrived. The president has threatened to shut down the border if chaos unfolds and has authorized troops to use lethal force to control the crowds. Mexico's incoming interior minister denies there's any agreement. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, folks. Let's wind the clocks back 60 years. Food was different. Food provided health and nutrition, and using supplements was minimal. Unfortunately, now we have chemicals, GMOs, herbicides, and pesticides that can be quite lethal in the name of our food supply and, of course, the ever-loving dollar. Supplementing our diets can be very important to stay healthy. Cleansing from daily intruders to the body might be critical. Live strong and take charge. Log on to GetTheTea.com. Our herbal tea is a great way to cleanse from intruders. When your health is not up to par, go to GetTheTea.com. No GMOs, no fillers, and organic. And very helpful in keeping you at the top of your game.
Everybody knows, including me, that Life Change Tea is the tea that makes you go. Visit GetTheTea.com for a limited time and use promo code USA and get free shipping. At GetTheTea.com, use promo code USA. At GetTheTea.com.
Andrew Light is co-author of a new congressional report on climate change, and he's urging people to pay attention.
There is absolutely no doubt that humans are the ones that are causing climate change. We're seeing spikes in the production of greenhouse gases that are leading to temperature increases that we have not seen for hundreds of thousands of years at this point.
He says time is running out to make any changes to help check global warming, which President Trump is still calling a hoax. The report notes the last few years have smashed U.S. records for damaging weather. Much of the nation saw pretty good weather over the Thanksgiving holiday, but NOAA forecaster David Roth tells us the weather may be much worse for the drive home, especially in the east.
We're expecting a low pressure area to move up the coast, mostly rain, but there could be interior snow across interior New England and the northern mid-Atlantic states.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A huge explosion has turned a house into tiny splinters in a town in Minnesota. With more on the story, here's USA Radio's Rick Vincent.
A house explosion in St. Paul, Minnesota destroys a house and shakes nearby residents. Assistant Fire Chief Matt Simpson tells KARE-TV.
Crews arrived to find quite an explosion. A lot of debris and trees surrounding homes obviously have been damaged, and a lot of debris crossed into the streets. We did find one victim, and he was taken to the local hospital.
Two homes, a church, and two businesses were declared unsafe because of that explosion. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
The man who was known as the oldest surviving veteran of the Pearl Harbor attack has now died. USA's Chris Barnes has more.
Ray Chavez was 106 when he reportedly died peacefully in his sleep on Friday. His 105th birthday was in March of 2017, and that's when he worked out at a gym and told reporters he wanted to feel like he'd earned his piece of cake. He had served on a minesweeper more than 70 years ago and was at Pearl Harbor on the fateful December morning in 1941. Chavez said the best advice he ever got was to get as much education as you can, and to be kind to all people. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.